Diversity is also correlated to the size of habitat available, such that bigger areas tend to have higher diversity. This relationship has been demonstrated over and over again on oceanic islands, as you can see in the graph on the left. The tendency for larger areas to house more species also is clear from looking at species area curves. That's the graph on the right, and it shows the number of species that have been found in rainforests around the world as you sample increasing area. So think of it this way: as field biologists tromp around and do more and more sampling, getting more and more area to survey their trees or plants or whatever it is they are surveying, they keep discovering new species. Note that in every area sampled, the number of species shows no sign of leveling off. Whether you're in Papua New Guinea or Yanomami, Peru, Peru has more species overall, but still, the curves have not leveled off. Extrapolating from curves like this to guess where the asymptote might be, the leveling off point, is one method that scientists use to estimate how many species there might actually be in a particular area.